All right, I gotta show you this video of famous Fox News host Bret Baier. It's been cracking me up all morning. And you'll very quickly see that this entire story is just dripping with irony. Just to take a step back, the same people who have been clapping and cheering on Donald Trump's militarization and extra surveillance in D.C. are now being swept up on their way to work or on their way to dinner by getting pulled over and ticketed. So Bret Baier is someone who would run defense for Trump no matter what. The big worry with the National Guard thing is that Trump oftentimes will set a 30-day deadline. He'll mobilize the National Guard and there will be a 30-day deadline. But then he will arbitrarily extend that over and over and over, and before you know it, we're going to be 200 days in and Trump has the National Guard deployed in like a third of states in the United States. That's the big risk here. Trump deploying the National Guard is already a huge overstep, especially in DC, but when he continues to arbitrarily extend the National Guard, it gets sketchy. The point that I'm trying to make here is the person in this clip, in this car, Bret Baier, would sit there and run defense for Trump no matter how far he dug us in a hole. I mean, even if you look at the restaurant reservations in DC over the past few weeks, they have plummeted since Trump announced the DC takeover. If you follow my cursor on the right side, online reservations at restaurants in the nation's capital dropped by more than 30% in the 2 days after Trump announced he would take emergency control of police and mobilize the National Guard. Now, after Trump took emergency control of the police, he actually gave it back to the people in DC. But the point here is, people are now scared to go out. This disincentivizes them from participating in the local economy, and this hurts the economy, even more so than crime. There's a very easy argument to be made that crime should be taken care of, yes, but you do that through long-term measures, like funding certain resources in schools, even funding the police so they have better training, they have better psychological evals, they have more resources so they can take care of these communities. There are a lot of different ways to take care of crime in a long-term sustainable way. None of those ways include the National Guard and like random masked men pulling people over. You guys remember this video that just dropped? This is from DC. And we see a bunch of videos like this, you know, masked men who refuse to identify themselves, just like tackling people to the ground and carrying them away. Let me play you this quick clip.
We just masked up.
Who are you?
Who are you guys?
I don't care, my guy.
You don't care what agency?
You don't care.
Bro, what agency are you guys with?
Are you guys working for the U.S. government or not?
Back the fuck up.
Can I see some badge work?
Back up.
Sir, can I see some badge?
Is the camera on?
By the way, this is entirely unconstitutional. You can't walk around masked up with just the word police on your back and then tackle people to the ground, carry them away without reading any sort of rights, and then say, oh, we work for the government. You just can't do that. And again, like I said, we see this happen over and over. This reads, spotted in DC, a convoy of park police, ATF, and other federal law enforcement making random traffic stops near Howard University. Our tax dollars at work on Trump's military police states. On 14th and R this morning, officers with vests said only police detained a man who seemed to have been riding a moped, taking him down as a passerby screamed. Officers then refused to even say what agency they're with. They had unmarked cars with Maryland plates, but remember, in the clip I just played, they ask you, what's your license plate number? And he refuses to give them any sort of extra information. It's actually quite terrifying the way that they hide who they are so they can continue to consolidate power like this. Now, this brings me on to Bret Baier. The reason I wanted to lay all that groundwork is because I think it's important to provide the broader context of what's happening in DC, even beyond the story that is dripping with irony. So make sure you drop a like. I'm doing a lot of travel over the next 7 days, so it's going to be a long 7 days. All that I ask from you is to make sure you're subscribed with post notifications on so that you don't miss a video as I'm doing these hotel room videos. But we got this headline. Fox News host Bret Baier pulled over in D.C. amid Trump law enforcement crackdown. We then got a 90-second video. I won't play the whole 90 seconds, but you see Bret Baier struggling, almost frantically at moments, to find his registration. And this goes on for a while. I mean, listen, I've been there in awkward moments where I'm like trying to find my registration, but to zoom out really quickly, you just got hoisted by your own petard. This is a leopard eating its own face. You go on TV every single day and you cheer on the president as he mobilizes the National Guard and then uses more police resources for more traffic stops. And then, you frantically look for, I mean, just he didn't really seem happy at the end right here. He seemed very slightly annoyed. I mean, I'm sure he remained respectful. He then made another 1 minute video defending himself. He saw this went viral, so he made a whole 60-second video trying to defend himself and trying to basically, like, talk down this whole thing. Trump mobilizing the National Guard was a multi-pronged plan. So he mobilized the National Guard. He doubled down on police traffic stops. Apparently, multiple agencies are there. The ATF, other agencies that won't even identify themselves. So the point is, DC is in a very, very precarious position where the National Guard is being mobilized and residents don't know what to do. So let's watch this clip.
DPA today, but I wanted to take a minute to explain something that happened over the weekend. I did get stopped by a DC police officer. I was driving my wife's G-Wagon and I was coming back into Georgetown. The phone rang. I picked it up. Police officer was there and he pointed to pull me over. Pulled over, he said, "You can't be on your phone." Then it took me a while to find the registration. It wasn't my car. The phone wasn't paired to my wife's car, so I couldn't do the Bluetooth thing. He was very professional. The police officer was very cordial. I was saying, "Yes, sir." I apologized. Found the registration, and then he gave me a ticket. I said thank you and went on my way. But
he's so unbothered that he had to make a whole 60-second video with captions produced in front of the Capitol.
It got a lot of coverage about this video because I didn't know there was paparazzi across the street.
No, it got a lot of coverage because you have been egging on this militarization of the DC, then you get pulled over on your way to work.
And listen, don't pick up your phone, don't drive with your phone, don't text on your phone, lesson learned. And maybe I'll just take the metro.
Oh, now you can just take the metro. Over the past week, Trump has been talking about DC like it's a hellscape, like it's the movie Apocalypse Now and there's a war zone going on. You can't take the trains. There was Mark Wayne Mullen, I believe, said that he can't even drive. He can't even drive in his car because with the seatbelt on because he's worried he'll get carjacked at any moment. But now Brett Baer is just standing around. And listen, I want to back up for a second. Crime is bad. No Democrat is going to say that crime is good. In fact, every single Democrat should take this stance. The goal should be to reduce crime in a society as much as possible so everybody can live a happy, healthy life. Now, there's always going to be some natural rate of crime, but you can put mechanisms in place to prevent it. Like, a lot of things, like the resources you have available as a child or the environment that you grow up in, a lot of these things are predictors of crime. It is so incredibly one-dimensional and dumb and surface level to look at this and say, oh, if I just mobilize the National Guard, we'll fix crime. That's not what Trump's doing. He's doing this to consolidate power and to see how far he can test the limits. At the beginning of this video, I made the point that beyond Trump just mobilizing the National Guard once, something else that he does is he pushes past deadlines. So when he mobilized the National Guard in LA, there was a 60-day deadline. You know, you can only mobilize it for 60 days. You only have 60 days to do this. Donald Trump then pushed it, and we are now on day 75 or so. So what he does is continue to extend this, continue to break the law, also we can have the National Guard under his thumb. We need to continue to call this out, and I appreciate all of you guys. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.